Meghan McCain just recently, she was stressed out to the point where she had to leave that chair. Before that, it was Elizabeth Hasselbeck, which, if you recall, she had a short stint on Fox on the morning show, on the wake-up show.
Yeah.
And that was short-lived as well. So, kind of a curse. But back to Michelle, she basically made some comments that didn't go over well with one of the co-hosts there about Colin Kaepernick and his kneeling, and basically said, hey, he's done just fine as far as not being a professional athlete anymore, because he's got this Netflix special, and he signed a big deal with Nike. I mean, he's doing just fine, not as an NFL quarterback, but as an activist. And she got into it with one of the regular hosts there, Sonny Hostin, and that didn't go over well. So all of a sudden, on NBC, after the appearance, not the first week, but about the second week, she all of a sudden had a bye week in a 17-week season. Kevin, does that make any sense?
I've never heard of hosts or sideline people getting getting a bye week for themselves.
Yeah, so in any event, she's had now three bye weeks since that appearance. Now, she is scheduled to be on the sidelines again this week, but the Super Bowl coming up in February will be her last appearance on the NBC sideline as a reporter. And they do have somebody that they feel that can be an adequate replacement. But after decades and decades of being, and she's won multiple awards for her sideline reporting, and one of the best in the business. But it appears that the negative comments about Colin Kaepernick has led her to where she is today, and that may be without a job after the Super Bowl.
And she's only, what is she, only like 56 years old?
Yeah, 56. So she's going to be working for somebody in the near future, and they'll probably be good to have her. Like I say, she's won like five awards in her career. So
Emmys and stuff like that?
Exactly. So
wow.
She's going to find work someplace, but what is it about that conservative chair on The View that has been kind of star-crossed?
It's a curse. It's a curse.
It really is.
On all your houses. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas joining us on the other side of the glass. Always good to have him with us. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen. When you have a dispute with the government, they're the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Yep, Hutchison and Steffen. Call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a crash on the Southern Beltway as we speak. 215 eastbound at Eastern. It's there by the off-ramp. They've kind of cleared the off-ramp, but they're still on the side. So approach that exit on 215 eastbound at Eastern with caution. Also, do expect some delays as you try to squeeze through that construction zone downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That bridge reconstruction work is taking place, and that will go on until well into 2022. And you're averaging about 45 miles per hour, 15 north at Spring Mountain.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
NHL last night, the Golden Knights beat the Bruins 4-1. Vegas 17-11-0 with the win. Two goals for Max Pacioretty. Jonathan Marchessault had one, so did Shea Theodore. Robin Leonard with 23 saves in net. The Golden Knights have won two in a row and 5 of 6. Back at it tomorrow night visiting New Jersey. NBA last night, the Suns with a 111-107 overtime victory at Portland. Phoenix 22-5 with the win. 28 points for DeAndre Ayton. He added 13 rebounds. Chris Paul had 24 points, 14 assists. The Suns remain a half game out of the top spot in the West. That's because the Golden State Warriors beat the New York Knicks 105-96. College hoops tonight, UNLV at home against Omaha. The Rebels have won two in a row. Nevada back at it tonight. Three-game winning streak on the line against Minnesota Duluth. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Shop 40 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. This week only. Plus, new deals on outerwear and sweats. Save through December 15th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction time slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, if you've been listening to this radio station or cable news or local news stations, you know that we have our first case of Omicron virus here in Clark County, a 20-plus woman who... it tested positive, and now the question is, where will the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth case end up? Joining us now for medical expertise, she is a good friend of the program. She is Dr. Robin Titus. She is also running for state senate in Senate District 17. Dr. Titus, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Well, thanks for having me on again, Kevin. I'm doing great. We're living in a winter wonderland up here in the north.
That's what I understand, and gosh, I can't wait to maybe just kind of dip my pen in it, find out what snow is really like. Although now we've got it here in the mountains here, so yeah, I'll be probably this weekend going up and experiencing some serious winter weather. First of all, what do we know about Omicron? I mean, how is it different than Delta?
Well, first and foremost, for your listeners to understand, there are many, many variants that have been emerging on this SARS virus that we knew was going to happen from the start. It's that type of virus that can mutate. It's along the same ancestry lines as many viruses will do, and suddenly their genes change sequences. So that's what's happening here. The CDC has been, and the World Health Organization is monitoring these changes and just pick out some of them that may be variants of interest that are monitoring. This Omicron is suspected maybe more infectious than, say, the Delta, but we don't know that. It's way too early to know. There's been so many that they've monitored, didn't become anything, and then just ignored, and nobody ever heard about them. So, again, we'll wait to see. The good news is It's not suspected that it's going to affect the vaccines as far as whether they're going to work or not on this one. The CDC said today literally that they're not going to do a booster shot based on this particular strain. Frankly, Kevin, next week there could be another strain.
Yeah, indeed. Again, joining us, Dr. Robin Titus. She heads up the Quad County health effort up there. Let me just ask you, what do you tell your family practice patients when it comes to getting a booster shot? I'm faced with that dilemma right now. I've had both Pfizer vaccines, but I'm debating on whether to do the booster shot. What are you telling your patients about the booster?
We do know, and as I've told them for all boosters, and we do know that your flu vaccine won't last you forever and you have to consider getting a booster. We know that the tetanus vaccine doesn't last forever and you have to consider getting a booster. We never knew how long these vaccines were going to offer protection, and we frankly still don't know. When they first came out for the booster shot, I personally got the Moderna as my initial series. I have not gotten a booster yet. The initial recommendation was at 6 months, and I have known throughout my practice, and I'm an old doc, I've had my medical degree since 1981, I know that when somebody gets a booster too close to the original vaccine, they may have more local side effects, so I always recommended to patients they, you know, wait until the recommended time. I've been telling patients to wait that, not, you know, they say 6 months, I've been telling, wait 8 months, make sure that there isn't an issue, and you'll tend to have less side effects. Personally, I'm sticking with Moderna. I'm going to get the booster, but I'm going to stick with Moderna because I know that I handled it. And I know that I didn't have any reactions to it, and I'm waiting for 8 months out, which is pretty close to now. So I'm going to look at about going and getting my booster shot.
What about the side effects of the booster? I mean, do we know if there are side effects?
Well, it's half the dose pretty much as the initial dose, and so again, I wouldn't suspect any other side effects than what the original dose was because it was, obviously it's going to be a lighter dose, so there's no difference in the makeup. But I know you asked me that question several months ago when these boosters first came out because we didn't know for sure, you know, how they were going to do the boosters and was there going to be any difference in the makeup of them. And so basically it's half the original dose, except for the ones that they're doing for children, and it's a slightly different makeup. So, you know, as side effects goes, I think you can expect that if you had a side effect the first time, you may have a side effect the second time. Will you have a worse side effect? I wish I could tell you. I just can't predict that.
I want to ask you about, in fact, maybe take off your doctor hat and put on your politician hat, because you are running for the state Senate in District 17. Are you termed out of your previous seat in the Assembly?
No, I had four terms in the Assembly, but what the difference is my senator, Senator James Settlemyer, who represented our district wonderfully, he's termed out. So the seat is opened. I would never run against a sitting Assembly or Senate person, but I am going to run for an open seat, and so it just is a perfect time to do that for me.
And what are the issues in Nevada 17? What are the things that people are talking about when you go to town halls and places like that?
I think the overreach of the governor mandates still remain one of the top frustrations to folks. Although I have always just supported and recommended to my patients vaccines as they've come along, the studies have been done adequately. However, I am vehemently opposed to mandates, and I think that government overreach, healthcare decisions really need to be made between a patient, an individual, and their provider. So that's one of the big things right now, because we're still in the thick of it, as you are witness from the Omicron variant and the concerns about that. The other things are water. We have snow right now, but I think growth and reasonable growth is important. Invasion of our Second Amendment rights out here in rural Nevada. We hold CCW classes on my property of some river property that I have. People are very interested in make sure we continue to protect our Second Amendment rights. Those are some of the the brief overview of some of the issues, but there's truly a litany of them.
I know that in the census, we found that there are more independents or unaffiliated than there are Republicans or Democrats. And I guess my question is, do you get a chance to talk to the independents, to the unaffiliated? And what is your sense of what they want? Is it different than what the rest of us want?
I think I would say no. I think they're frustrated. The independents are frustrated with the process and the political infighting, and it seems like we get nothing done at times. I think most of the we have tons of independents in my area, my district, and I think there's two-pronged reason for that, the frustration with the process itself, but also I think what's happened at the DMV, where if you don't speak up and check and make sure you're registered correctly, you may get registered as a nonpartisan. So that's one issue that I think is climbing. But again, I will say people are dissatisfied with the process. And so, but they have all the same things. I mean, I've literally traveled the world, and I think everybody has the same, you know, expectations of what they want, regardless of where you live. You want to be healthy. You want to not be hungry. You don't want to be cold. You want to get a good education for your children. You want all those things are the same by human nature, I believe.
What is your sense? And you talk to people, you talk to other politicians, you talk to other leaders in the state. Do you get a sense that there is a wave election getting ready to happen? And is it possible we could take our state back and make it a red state again?
Okay, when I was part of the red wave in my first election cycle, where I got elected in 2014, so I served in the 2015 legislature. And as you know, as elected Republican, was very disappointed in many of my fellow Republicans that were elected at the same time. And we had that red wave, and we didn't accomplish what we had hoped to accomplish with the Republican majority. I don't want to disappoint the state again. I hope we have a red wave, and I hope that red wave will show the state of Nevada that they can trust Republicans, and that indeed, if we do have that red wave, that things like mandates and choices and Second Amendments and limited taxes and all of those things that we stand for as Republicans, we need to make sure we keep our word on that. So I'm hoping that we have a red wave. I think that our current trifecta of both the executive branch and the Senate and the Assembly of Democrats needs to be stopped. I think we've seen only single party politics, which is not good for the state of Nevada. And I hope to see as many Republicans elected as possible. But we need to win the trust back from our Nevadans.
Dr. Titus, stay warm and dry, and be careful out on the roads out there. Thank you so much. Always good to have you with us. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to help your campaign for the state Senate, or if they just have a question, how can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. Have them email me. It's Dr. Robin at voterobintitus.com, or they can email me at my assembly address if they have a question, because I'm still a sitting assembly person until November, and that's at robin.titus@asm.state.nv.us. I am happy to get back to folks. I think that's critical that we do. I tell them to call me, but if you live in rural Nevada, 90% of the time our cell phones don't work. So email is really the best. Send me a letter, P.O. Box 377, Wellington, Nevada. Snail mail still works too. So either text me, you can email me, or just reach out to me. So I appreciate the questions, Kevin, and you too stay healthy, and happy holidays to you.
Hey, thank you very much. Dr. Robin Titus, family physician, Assemblywoman District 38, and a candidate for Senate, State Senate District 17. Stay with us. More to come. We're going to hear in our next segment Sean Hannity essentially defend himself against Liz Cheney, who publicized the text to Mark Meadows from Sean Hannity. It's incredible what she did, and when you hear the answer, I think it'll all make sense. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them. joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at wafflebrothers.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday on the program, we brought you Liz Cheney during the January 6th commission hearings and essentially ratted out people like Laura Ingraham and Brian Kilmeade and Sean Hannity and their texts to Mark Meadows. And I want you to hear Sean Hannity and his response last night on Fox News Channel, which I thought was... it made a lot of sense. This was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Last night, in a weak attempt to smear yours truly, and presumably, I guess, President Trump, Congresswoman Cheney presented one of my text messages from January 6th to Mark Meadows. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I said to Mark Meadows the exact same thing I was saying live on the radio at that time and on TV that night. On January 6th and well beyond January 6th. And by the way, where is the outrage in the media over my private text messages being released again publicly? Do we believe in privacy in this country? Apparently not. It's not my first rodeo, like the thousands of Hannity text messages released to the public over the years in FOIA requests, other leaks. I am an honest, straightforward person. I say the same thing in private that I say to all of you. Liz Cheney knows this. She doesn't seem to care. She's interested in one thing and one thing only, smearing Trump and purging him from the party. And now she is partnering with the very same people. Interestingly, it's a great question for her if somebody ever gets a chance to interview her. Why would you partner with the very people that referred to your father as an evil, murdering war criminal and a crook on top of it in order to take, what, one last shot at the former president? Now, according to my sources, this is just a few years after Liz and her family begged and begged and begged Donald Trump to pardon Scooter Libby, which Donald Trump did. And in the interest of full disclosure, I'd like to see any communication between the Cheney family, that means Liz, that means her sister, mom, dad, anybody in the family, that they had with President Trump on behalf of Scooter Libby or any other matter. Let's release any and all emails and texts. Liz, let's release your phone records and texts and your family discussing Donald Trump, considering you're so free to release everybody else's. Now, clearly, Liz Cheney has lost her way. She will lose her seat, and then I'm sure probably make a fortune like her father at Halliburton or some other big conglomerate and make millions probably doing next to nothing. And meanwhile, one of Cheney's no-name Democratic colleagues has apparently never watched this program. I will address this. Take a look.
This would be a good time for these hosts to use their platforms to tell the American people the truth, just like they were privately texting Mark Meadows the truth on that terrible day.
Hey, Jimbo, I have no idea who the hell you are. I have always been consistent on January 6th and every other riot. Did you speak out about the summer of 2020 riots? Now, if you finally turn off MSDNC and fake news CNN once in a while and maybe watch this program, you would know all of this.
Yeah. Jim McGovern is who he was talking to, who is obviously one of the leaders of this January 6th commission, and during the Rules Committee kind of laid out what was going on. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, John Zarpalis, president of NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll talk with him coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate. Because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites, because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown, asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water?